Wonderful, wonderful interaction there on the program, Talking Sports. It will come over again same time next week. That's on Friday at 17:30, actually, Greenwich Mean Time. We're so glad you're still on to the English service of Voice of Nigeria broadcasting to you today, the Good Friday, the 19th day of April 2019. Time now is 18 hours Greenwich Mean Time. Welcome to the program 60 Minutes. It's a package that brings to you news, views, comments, and analysis of issues, reaching you from our Abuja studios right here on Voice of Nigeria. Also listen to us on the internet when you will log on to our website. It's www.vom.gov.ng. Good Friday is one of the most significant days in Christendom. It is a day Christians all over the world observe with nostalgic feelings. What is the significance of the day, and what is it? Why is it called Good Friday? Stay tuned as we bring to you details of this in the course of the program, 60 Minutes. Now the news headlines. President Muhammadu Buhari facilitated Nigerians at Easter. 16 killed in Good Friday church accident service in South Africa. U.S. There's no going back on North Korea diplomatic efforts. These and more, including economic news and sports news, will be coming up in this edition of the program 60 Minutes. Do stay with us. My name is Wamini Ango. We start off with the World News Bulletin. The Nigerian President, Muhammadu Buhari, says the period of Easter is that of emulating the virtues of love and sacrifice, as exemplified by Jesus Christ. In his Easter message to Nigerians, the President said he rejoices with all Nigerians, especially Christian brethren, on the glorious occasion of the celebration of Easter 2019. The Nigerian leader stressed that Nigerians should show love to one another, despite the spate of killings in some parts of the country. President Buhari, who sought for more prayer for peaceful coexistence, assured citizens that government will further equip the country's armed forces to address all security challenges. Similarly, Nigeria's Senate President, Dr. Bukola Saraki, called on all Nigerians to imbibe the value of sacrificing in the interest of the country, as demonstrated by Jesus Christ, whose selfless service to humanity is being commemorated across the world at this Easter period. Senator Saraki, in a statement by his special advisor on media and publicity, Yusuf Olanion, congratulated the Christian faithful in Nigeria and across the world as they celebrate the Easter festivities. He expressed appreciation to Nigerians for their steadfastness and prayers, which have had immense impact on the peace, unity, and continued survival of Nigeria. The Senate President urged Christians not to relent in their prayers for God's positive intervention in the affairs of the country at all times. The Acting Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Adamu, has directed Assistant Inspector Generals of Police and Commissioners of Police in zonal and state commands across the country to deploy adequate security to ensure a peaceful and incident-free Easter celebration. The police boss, in a statement by Force Public Relations Officer Frank Omba, enjoined officers to conduct themselves in the most professional manner. The deployment is to ensure intensified routine patrols and protection of vulnerable points within their jurisdictions, including major highways, places of worship, residential areas, and all places of public resort. The police boss also directed that officers and men of the force conduct themselves in the most professional manner, in line with extant laws and standard best practices before, during, and after the festival. The presidency in Nigeria has affirmed that the conviction of former Chief Justice of the country, Mr. Walter Noggin, by the Code of Conduct Tribunal, was a major victory for the anti-corruption policy of President Muhammadu Buhari's administration. Reacting to the verdict, Senior Special Assistant to the President on Media and Publicity, Garba Shehu, said the outcome of the trial demonstrates clearly that the law is no respecter of persons, titles, social or political connections. He added that the essence of the rule of law is to hold everyone accountable equally before the law, regardless of their high or low status in the society. The Nigerian Labour Congress, the NLC, and the Trade Union Congress, the TUC, have commended President Muhammadu Buhari for signing the 30,000 naira minimum wage bill into law. General Secretary of the NLC, Mr. Peter Ozoisong, and the President of the TUC, Mr. Boboyi Kaidama, described the action as impressive in an interview with journalists in Abuja. Mr. Ozoisong said that the NLC and Nigerian workers appreciated the swift response of Buhari, adding that such a move will assuage the feelings of Nigerian workers. According to him, the NLC will work with all agencies and other bodies responsible for the implementation of the new minimum wage of 30,000 naira as passed by President Buhari. The President on Thursday signed the minimum wage into law, which mandates employers of labour to pay workers a minimum of 30,000 naira monthly wage. Also, the ruling All Progressives Congress, APC, has described the approval of the 30,000 naira minimum wage for Nigerian workers by President Muhammadu Buhari as another election promise delivered. The APC, in a signed statement by its National Publicity Secretary, Lanre Issa Onilu, described the assent by the President as another election promise delivered. He said workers deserve a new, improved and implementable minimum wage in view of the current economic realities. The ruling party commended the President, National Assembly, state governors and relevant stakeholders for giving Nigerian workers an improved wage in view of the current economic challenges in the country. At least 13 people have been killed and many injured when a wall collapsed in South Africa at the start of an Easter service at a Pentecostal church. Emergency services said that 29 people were rushed to hospital after the collapse in the coastal province of KwaZulu-Natal. Local officials have blamed the tragedy on heavy rainfall in the area around Impangeni on Thursday night. The wall at the front of the Pentecostal Holiness Church collapsed at the start of what had been planned as the weekend-long service to commemorate the Christian festival of Easter. Tens of thousands of protesters have converged on the main sit-in in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum to pressure the ruling military council to speed up the transition of power to a civilian government. This follows as the new rulers announced the arrests of former President Omar al-Bashir's two brothers on corruption charges. Military Council spokesperson General Shams Eddin Kabashi said that Abdullah and Abbas al-Bashir were taken into custody without providing details of what happened. The arrests were part of a broad sweep against officials and supporters of the former government. The Sudanese military ousted Omar al-Bashir last week after 4 months of street protests against his 30-year rule marred by conflict, civil war and corruption. Mali's Prime Minister and Cabinet have resigned following a motion of no confidence in the government over its handling of violence in the centre of the country. A statement from President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's office said he had accepted Somelu Bubeye Maiga's registration along with that of his ministers at the mass protests last month over the rising tide of violence. The statement said a successor will be named soon, once consultations with ruling and opposition parties had taken place. The government had come under mounting pressure over its handling of violence in the restive Mopti region, and especially a massacre on the Mar- on Mar-